I'm joined here by St Noel's player manager Stephen Griffin. Stephen, safe in senior football for another year. A good victory, 2-7 to 5 points over Clonmacnoise. Maybe a bit, made a bit of hard work of it at times, but probably deserving victors. What was your read of it?
We definitely made hard work of it, and in the first half there, it seemed like we were doing everything right, bar the last thing, you know, the last shot or the last pass, and we must have hit the crossbar of the post, I would say, three or four times in the first half. But the goal before half time was a big one, because it showed that, you know, we were kept coming and coming. And that's funny enough, at trainings last few weeks, there's no form guides in these relegation games. You know, teams are coming off losses, so you can't say this team's going better than the other. It's literally down on the day, and you can't hope that things are going to go right on the day at times. So I've been hammering home to the boys that no matter what happens, you just have to refuse. You know, refuse to lose, and refuse to say it's not going to be our day. And at half time, I actually hammered that home again. I told them that the goal was a pure indication of that the goal we actually made a bit of a mess of, but we kept going in. We actually got two bounces at it before we hammered it in, you know, and that was a good sign that we were just going to refuse to give in today and refuse to accept that it wasn't going to be our day. And then the second half, once we got Patter's goal, it gave us the cushion, and then, you know, we played on the counter then, and it's going to be very hard for Clonmacnoise to claw it back, you know, that six point cushion, you know.
Yeah, I know when somebody scores a goal as fabulous as Potter did, it's maybe strange to be chatting about the defence, but like, you held Clonmacnoise out for nearly 45 minutes without a score there, like, which is a huge effort from everybody.
Yeah, that's like, as past few weeks there, we've been trying to hammer at home, because if you look at the teams that are in this relegation, you know, they're not putting up big scores, you know, and we weren't putting up our big scores ourselves. And when we kind of went back on the Glenfinn game and looked at it, we said to ourselves, Glenfinn hadn't scored in the first 20 minutes, and from half time to full time, they'd only scored 4 points. So, you know, out of 40 minutes out of the 60, they'd score 4 points, but they'd hit us for 7 for that 10 minutes before half time. So that's what we kind of hammered home, that we got to keep the game tight and then try to chip over the scores, because no team is ever going to run away with it, like, you know, because, you know, teams are low in confidence, they're struggling. Us and Clonmacnoise, they're both struggling there with injuries and that. So it's just about trying to get there, and then, and I'm glad now we've seen it home today.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like, I know you ended up in the relegation playoffs last year, but you were very competitive within the group. This year it was a struggle. You didn't have Brendan McCall for any of the games. Barry Griffin was injured. Stuart Johnson was injured. Thomas White was injured. And I suppose it was just about keeping the thing on the going and making sure you retained that senior status.
Yeah, that's what I said to the boys. Like, it's been a bad year of injuries. But listen, you know, what I was trying to hammer home to the boys was that you can either accept that and say that, oh, Jesus, it was a bad year of injuries, and next thing you can slide down intermediate football, and then next thing you could be there 6-7 years before, you know, that's the way intermediate's a dogfight. So, like, what I'm hammering home to the boys is you just got to hang in the tough years, and this year was a tough year, but you know, it was just about hanging in, and like teams like Dunlow and St Michael's there, you know, you see them, St Michael's in relegation playoff last year, they were struggling, hung in there. Now this year they've everybody back and no injuries, and you know, they're in the county semi-final. Dunlow the same there, they were struggling for years. So like, it's as I said to the boys, it's about hanging in on the tough years, and then you just hope, because we would have a very light squad death, you know, like, we just don't have numbers. So it's all about hoping then the year after you can get more boys back, keep boys going. So that's what we're looking at, you know.